There's still a long way to go before the results of this poll are clear. And to discuss that, I'm joined again by the ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green. Anthony Green, it was a very different night in South Australia. Again, expectations were at the beginning of the evening that the Labor Party would lose. But from very early on, it became apparent again that Labor was doing very well at sandbagging these marginal seats, 11 marginal seats.
Yes, and there were some quite erratic swings in different seats. You know, big swing against the Liberal leader, Mr. Marshall, in his own seat. So there's quite strange swings. This is the second election row where we've seen these sort of sandbagging occurring, and it looks like that the Labor Party's got a definite 23 seats, in which case, if they get the support of one of the independents, they can form government again. Mind you, there either looks like there's been a huge pre-poll vote, which the Commission did warn about beforehand, and as a result, the count is far less progressed than we see at most elections these days.
Can you take us through the seats that the Liberal Party has won first from the ALP?
It's won Bright and it has won Hartley. They're the two definite seats it's won. They were the two of the three most marginal seats and the first ones that were always likely to fall. But beyond those, as well as that, the Liberal Party has won Mount Gambier from an independent, but they just haven't been able to budge any further of the Labor marginal seat members.
I see at this stage your computer's also giving Mitchell to the Liberal Party.
The figures in Mitchell were indicating when the final figures came in for the night that the Liberal Party would hold the seat. So it doesn't seem that any more seats will change hands. The one thing that we did at the end of the night in the computer system was to turn off all our comparison and polling places. What's being reported now is the raw numbers at the end of election night with no fancy modelling. And now there is a very large count of pre-polls. There's a double checking of... There were some clear errors on the night where two candidate preferred results in polling places were put in the wrong way around. I presume there'll be some double checks of all that today, and there'll be some checking of some of the peculiar formality criteria that applies to South Australian elections will bring more votes into the final count.
So, Anthony Green, if you were a betting man, had to stick your neck out, how would you say this is going to end up in South Australia?
It will end up with the Labor Party on 23, the Liberals on 22. There are two independents, and it will depend on their votes. In a similar situation in 2002, the Labor Party won 23 seats, was one seat short of a majority, and managed to get one of the Conservative independents to help them be put into office. The problem for the Liberal Party is if they only have 22 seats, they need the support of both Bob Such, an ex-Liberal MP who's not always had good relations with the party in recent years, and Geoff Brock, who's an independent from Port Pirie, the electorate of Frome. He's viewed as having some Labor connections. Whether that would extend to putting Labor back into office from holding a rather conservative seat, that will be up to him and to Bob Such to sort out what they want to do.